Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Well, hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. We are so grateful to have you connected on today. We don't take it for granted, but we really appreciate you being a part of this podcast. This is the place we come every single week to learn as leaders. I believe that iron sharpens iron, and you as a leader, being connected to me means everything. And thank all of you so much for your continued support of this podcast. I hope that it is blessing you and challenging you. We believe that there is a leader language, and we believe that as next level leader, we want to provide content strategy that can help you in any sphere of leadership that you operate. I definitely want to appreciate all of you who are watching and listening for the first time. It means a lot. And if you are listening, tuned in, let me know how you heard about this podcast and even share it with other people. We want to reach a million leaders, and we want to help them achieve the greatness that we know is placed inside of them. Follow me at Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. And that's how we can connect. Also, I want to encourage you to make certain that you are part of our Next Level Leader book club. That's right. We have a book club, and we read so much content, and we want you to be a part of it. We have wonderful Zooms together. Many of the authors come on. So Next Level Leaders or Next Level Readers. To that end, I'd love to invite you to go to josephwalker3.org, check out When I'll Be in Your City, find out what content I have there as well. If you want to invite us to come into your area, we'd love to do it. But I'm really excited about my brand new book. And boy, oh boy, it is blessing the lives of God's people. Thank God for it. If you're a leader, you've got to read this one. This book is really about the pursuit of purpose, piece by piece, P-E-A-C-E by P-I-E-C-E. Hope it'll bless you. It tells my journey of leadership story. And I want to appreciate so many who already have gotten the book and are talking about it. And I encourage you to take your team through a book like this. I've curated questions at the end of every chapter, discussion points that I believe can help guide you along the way. My wife and I have a wonderful podcast. It comes on YouTube. It's called Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. And every week we drop content. So go over there and subscribe. We appreciate it if you would. But thank you again for just tuning in on today. So today I'm talking about don't dummy down. Leaders called to operate at full capacity. And there is a tendency in all of us to dummy down our vision, to dummy down our cadence, to dummy down everything, to try to accommodate people who may not have the level of cadence and vision and energy that we have. Sometimes we dummy it down because we think people don't have the capacity to comprehend it. And so we try to really shortchange, I believe, what we are called to do just to assimilate into spaces to make other people comfortable. Today, I want to challenge you as a leader to not dummy down, but to understand how to operate at full capacity. See, here's the deal. When you dummy down, you are literally dishonoring your call. There is something extraordinary that you are called to do. And you're called to do it at a scale, I believe, that is truly determined by the one who called you to do it. God gives us big vision and big plans. And so sometimes those plans can be bigger than the place that we're in. But what's important is never to redact it and try to cut it down to bite-sized pieces so people can actually be okay with it. You have got to still push that big vision forward. And I think that's a part of courageous leadership. And I've been talking about that on many of these podcasts because to be a courageous leader says that I recognize that sometimes my vision is bigger than the space where I am, but I have to continue to herald that and invest in that and put energy behind that so that I don't dishonor the calling that's on my life. You imagine how many people, you know, really do dishonor the calling by trying to minimize it, try to make it fit in places that it was never designed to fit. And I think that's important. And so I think that's why I want to lean in on this today and help you understand that the thing that God has called you to do, the thing, the vision that keeps you up at night, that big thing, don't apologize for it. Don't walk around with guilt because of it. You've asked God to enlarge your territory, to bless you indeed. And guess what? He's going to do that. He's going to show you bigger things than the places where you are.
Sometimes he'll show you things that actually fit the place where you are, but they're so big, it's going to require mindsets to really comprehend it. So don't dishonor your calling by playing small, right? But the second thing I want you to hear is that, you know, you really have to make peace with being misunderstood. I learned this some time ago, that when you think big like that, and particularly when people have not had a lot of exposure, they don't have no awareness of perhaps what you are called to do, you're going to be misunderstood. When I wrote Leadership and Loners, I had a whole chapter on being misunderstood. This comes with the territory. And you have to truly, truly be at peace with it. That, okay, they now understand me, but I have to keep pushing this vision forward. I have to keep doing this. How many of you right now, listening to this now, saying, man, like, this is my point, because there are people on my job, there are people in my network who don't truly understand. I'm talking about things I want to do, and they're looking at me saying, oh, that's great, but I can sense that they truly don't understand me. They think that I'm different. They think I'm maybe too aspirational. They think that I'm, you know, I have a different agenda, when in fact, all I want to do is really walk out what I know I'm called to do. And Joseph had this dream and he shared it with his brothers and he was misunderstood, right? And that's why it's so important to know that you have to be at peace with people not understanding. I've been leading a thriving congregation for over 30 years. And I can tell you that still today, I am misunderstood by a lot of people, but that doesn't stop me from continuing to push the vision forward and continuing to climb higher every week, because I understand it comes with the territory. Jesus was misunderstood. Gandhi was misunderstood. Malcolm X was misunderstood, right? Martin King was misunderstood. Every great leader was always misunderstood. But I think it's important to understand that high capacity leadership happens without apology. Don't apologize. I was told once by someone, don't apologize for what it took me to get where I am. Don't apologize for your cadence and the high capacity that you operate. People that operate around me know that I'm high strung. I'm operating on 10. I'm moving, making things happen. And I can't apologize for showing up early and leaving late. I can't apologize for working through lunch sometime. I can't apologize for the energy I bring to the space because I'm trying to get something done. You think about, for example, you know, Kobe Bryant and his work ethic when he was alive, and Kobe would be in the gym before everybody, when everybody left, you know, he'd be in there shooting, you know, 100 shots on this hand, 100 shots on that hand after practice, right? And not really apologize, because that's greatness. And when you have greatness in your career, it means that you cannot apologize for the high capacity that you function. You are a high capacity leader. And high capacity leaders, they work harder, they put it in at different levels, and that's what you are called to do. So let's do that without apology. But what you can do is the fourth thing that I think is incredibly important, is teaching others how to level up with you. The greatness of leadership is not just you winning, but helping your team to win, bringing your leaders from where they are to where you need them to be. And that's to teaching, that's showing them, that's training them. And sometimes it's not just the teaching in terms of just telling them, but it's about showing them. It's about giving them practical opportunities to really understand what it takes to really see what you see and do what you do. I take my team through these things all the time. And I think it's important because, you know, a lot of times if you don't do it, people make their own assumptions about what it should look like and how it should happen. And so I think that it's incredibly important, you know, that you truly, truly teach your team how to level up. This is what we do. This is how I make sure my vision is clear, has clarity. This is how I take care of my physical body, my mental space, my spiritual life. All these things is teaching my team how to level up. The reason why you can't do it is because perhaps there are some things that are misaligned. For example, Jesus does this one time, right? A father has a son who has a demon, and he brings his son to the disciples. And the Bible says that they could not. And Jesus is confronted by the father, who says, I brought my son to your disciples, and they could not help him, and I brought him to you. If you could have mercy on us, I'd appreciate it, Jesus. It's a wonderful story, right? And Jesus cast the demon out. The disciples said, well, then why couldn't we do it? Why couldn't we level up? And Jesus says, because this kind comes out by prayer and fasting. So then he uses it as a teaching moment to show them that if you're going to operate at this level, you're going to have to understand prayer and fasting. And that's incredibly important. And so teaching others, meaning I'm invested in my team. I'm invested in giving them training. When I hire people in certain spaces, or I elevate people in certain positions, it's my responsibility to find them the best training possible so they can be more effective and the role and responsibility that they're operating. And that's how you help people level up. Your team is only going to be where you train them to be. You are responsible for where you take them. And those who are serious about leveling up will. Those who aren't, you know what? They'll reveal to you that they don't have the capacity to go where you're trying to go. Got it? All right. So here's number five. Stop lowering the standard for people who are unwilling to grow. I tell people all the time, you can't go with me if you don't want to grow with me. Why are we lowering our standards for people that inevitably don't want to even see it happen? Why are we trying to be loyal to people who are limited? It is important for you to never lower your standard for people that do not want to grow. This is about capacity. Remember, I talked about those areas by which I hire people, you know, about competence and about cadence and about capacity, right? Character, all those things. I think when you think about it, for example, capacity, my ability to grow, my desire to grow, do I really want this? And you cannot continue to invest in people that do not want it. You know when people want it bad enough. And when people want it bad enough, they don't make excuses. They step up and they get things done. At the end of the day, I think that's what we're called to do here. We're called to step up, not lowering our standards. Some people are just unwilling to grow. They are stuck in the space where they are, comfortable. You have to be willing to push forward. You have to be willing to say, there's so much more that we can do here. And you have a responsibility to help other people arrive at that place. Got it? I think you do. Got it? All right. So here's the other thing. Kingdom excellence requires complete engagement, being all in. You know, all in. Are you getting this? Like, when you refuse to dummy down, you have to get confirmation from your people that they're all in, that they're moving forward, ready to make things happen. Some people are not all in. Some people are not committed to that degree, but you have to make certain that people have energy focused on getting that thing done. Where's the energy in the room? Where's the investment? Where's the opportunity for people to really see that it's going to take and require our commitment to make this happen? I think that's incredibly important. And so as you think about this, as you really think about it, right? Kingdom excellence means that I have complete engagement. I'm all the way in. I'm not half stepping here. I'm not skating through this. You know, with things that I've been able to do, thank God, man, it's because I work at it, because I'm completely locked into it. You know, I'm not shortchanging the kingdom. I want excellence in leadership. Excellence is about doing the thing that is necessary and going beyond what is even required to make a thing happen. It's time to produce excellence. It's time to get up, man. It's time to look at what the work you're producing. Look at what you're doing. Ask yourself, is that the best? Is that your best? Is that something that God would be glorified by? If it's not, go back again and do that thing over. Make sure. I'm very cognizant of everything I send out, every letter, everything I respond to. I want to make sure I spell check it. I want to make sure everything I do, I'm not dummying down, man. I'm really curving up. I'm raising the standard. I'm challenging myself. And I think that's what's important. That's how we do it. You're going to have to do that if you're going to be effective, right? All right, so let's review so we don't dummy you down, right? Hope this is blessing you. The first thing we talked about today is, you know, why playing small dishonors your calling. Don't dishonor God's hand upon your life as a leader, the giftings and the opportunities given to you because you are dummying down the vision to accommodate people. Don't apologize for it. Keep it high. Keep the standard high. Keep pushing forward. And then make peace with being misunderstood. We talked about that. You're going to be misunderstood. You're going to be rejected. You're going to be, you know, given names and criticized in ways that hurt your heart, but you got to keep pushing forward. Everybody's not going to understand the things that you're dreaming about, the things you're trying to get done. Everybody's not going to understand that, man. That's why it's so important just to keep it moving and keep it going, right? And also understand that high capacity leadership must happen without apology. Don't apologize for your cadence, for your discipline, for your grind. Don't apologize for it. That's what got you where you are. But then also, you have a responsibility. There's a stewardship to the level. When God brings you to a certain level, there's a stewardship of making certain that you bring other people along with you. Can you do that? Can you bring other people along with you? It's also important to stop lowering your standards to accommodate people who are unwilling to grow. Some people just don't want to grow. And it's too much for you to stop, you know, the energy and push back and go back and try to invest in people that just don't want it. Some people just do not want it. They're comfortable where they are. And you've got to be okay with that. But then also understanding that kingdom excellence requires complete engagement. Are you all in or are you scatterbrained? When you're curating a vision and you're trying to push for, are you all the way in? Energy locked in, time locked in, schedule redone. Are you locked in? The only way you're going to see fruit from it is that the energy is there that's sown into it as well. All right? Here's number 7. Ladies and gentlemen, full capacity doesn't mean full schedule. Woo woo. It means full purpose. If it's not in your purpose, why is it on your schedule? I say it all the time. We associate, you know, a busy schedule with like, man, I'm operating at full capacity. Man, I'm doing what I'm called to do now. I'm not dumbing down my vision. Look at me. I'm busy. And that's not what necessarily God wants. He wants you to be intentional. Is that your purpose? Are you busy doing your purpose or busy trying to impress other people? When I'm locked into my purpose, that's where the grace of God is. As a leader, that's where provision is. God funds purpose. Peace is, because I'm in the will of God. There's peace about that. I just believe, man, that when you really, really understand this last principle, I mean, by really understanding that full capacity is about being purpose-oriented and not just having a full schedule, man, it makes your day so much better. It makes your time and energy so much better. That's why I want to pour this into you today, because I think all of us have amazing gifts. Really, as next level leaders, we are operating at different altitudes, and you cannot dummy down yourself. Stop shrinking back. It's time to go forward into the great things that God has in store for your life. This is so important. And I'm celebrating you and I'm thanking God for you. And as a next level leader, I want you to continue to push forward. I want you to continue to encourage. I want you to continue to do the things that you know God has called you to do unapologetically. And know that we're celebrating that. So I'm thankful to God for you today, and I hope that this has been a blessing to you and yours. Make sure again that you follow me at Joseph Walker3. Follow my wife at Dr. Steph Walker. Go to our website, josephwalker3.org. I want you to get my new book. It is called The Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. Why am I here? What is necessary in all this? It is going to bless you. Also, make sure you go over to YouTube and subscribe to Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I would appreciate it. And Dr. Steph would as well. We absolutely thank you. I want to thank you as a next level leader, next level reader. I just want to thank you for just being next level altogether. I hope you've been blessed. I hope this has ministered to you. I hope as a leader, you get it. And here's the deal. Don't be anything other than what God has called you to be. Don't see anything other than what he calls you to see. Hear me? So when I speak, I'm speaking different levels now. When I see, I'm seeing different levels now. Unapologetically, I'm embracing the new standard over my life. Well, I hope that blessed you. Thank God for you. And have a great day. Walk in that great standard and watch what God will do. Until next time, peace out.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. I look forward to connecting with you.